You're listening to Nutinia. A pancreatic cancer drug that doubled median survival is now approved. The FDA approved daraxonrasib for defined groups of adults with metastatic pancreatic adenocarcinoma after a 500-person trial doubled median survival versus chemotherapy. The once-daily RAS inhibitor is not a cure, carries serious risks, and has a list price near $39,800 per month. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has approved daraxonrasib, sold as Rayzonc, for adults with metastatic pancreatic adenocarcinoma after prior systemic treatment or when multidrug therapy is unsuitable. The once-daily tablet directly inhibits active RAS proteins, a cancer-driving target that researchers struggled to drug for decades. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
The FDA approved the first broad RAS-targeted medicine for metastatic pancreatic cancer.
Why does it matter?
In a 500-person phase 3 trial, median overall survival was 13.2 months with daraxonrasib versus 6.7 months with chemotherapy.
What is the catch?
It is not a cure. It is approved for a defined advanced disease group, serious side effects remain possible, and a 30-day supply is priced at about $39,800 before insurance or assistance. Key number, median survival reached 13.2 months with daraxonrasib, compared with 6.7 months for the chemotherapy group in the approval trial. A trial result has become a treatment option. Nutinia previously reported the phase 3 survival result while daraxonrasib was still experimental. The new event is regulatory. The FDA's August 26 decision allows doctors in the United States to prescribe it for adults with metastatic pancreatic adenocarcinoma who have received at least one prior systemic therapy or who cannot receive a multi-agent regimen. The randomized, open-label RASolute-302 trial enrolled 500 adults. The peer-reviewed trial report found longer overall and progression-free survival with daraxonrasib than with the investigator's choice of chemotherapy. The drug reduced the hazard of death by 60% during the study's follow-up, but that statistic does not mean 60% of patients were cured. Why RAS was difficult to target? RAS proteins act as molecular switches that help regulate cell growth. Mutated forms, especially KRAS, keep growth signals active in most pancreatic ductal adenocarcinomas. Their smooth protein surface long offered few places for a conventional drug to bind. Daraxonrasib uses a three-part binding strategy, sometimes described as molecular glue. It holds active RAS in a complex that blocks interaction with downstream proteins, suppressing the signal that helps the tumor grow. The approval does not require a companion test for one particular RAS mutation because the drug was designed to act across several variants. Before we overstate the result, daraxonrasib extended median survival, but it did not eliminate the cancer. The trial involved previously treated metastatic disease and was open label, so its results should not be generalized to early pancreatic cancer or every first-line patient. The prescribing information warns about severe skin and soft tissue reactions, mouth inflammation, diarrhea, gastrointestinal perforation, and interstitial lung disease. Serious adverse reactions occurred in 30% of treated patients. Access may become the next test. Associated Press reports a list price of about $39,800 for 30 days. Insurance coverage and company assistance will determine what patients actually pay. Reviews outside the United States are still underway, while trials are testing the same RAS strategy earlier in pancreatic cancer and in other tumors. Read the full article at nutinia.com.